following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee, here on this Sunday, the 24th day of May. It's the eve before Memorial Day. Episode 328 coming at you. Thank you for streaming, downloading, tuning in, doing whatever it is that you have to do it to get the show. And we thank you so very much. I'm going to tell you now, I'm thinking, I don't know yet, this may not be a full-on show. It's going to be enough, I'm sure. But, I don't know. I've been working a lot, and my voice is starting to reflect that a little bit. In that, there's a few things going on. There's allergies out there. There's things. There's just all sorts of shit blowing in the air, and there's all sorts of crazy things that are happening. And I'm working. Like I said, I'm working a bunch. Those of you who may not know, I am one of the voice actors over at Audible. And I've been doing a bunch of work here lately, and I've been trying to beat a bunch of deadlines and trying to get ahead of the game. And by doing that, I've been stressing myself a little bit. And that, between the morning show and, you know, a bunch of the other stuff that I do, you know, just running my mouth all day long, it catches up with you, you know. So there'll be a lot of that probably in this episode. But that's the way it is. It's the way it happens. So, you know, it's okay if I chew the mic and talk softly, but I don't want to do a show like that because it's just it's too weird. You know, you have to use, you know, if you're a voice guy, you know, and you work with a microphone, you got to know how to use one. That's part of it. People that go, oh, I want to be a voice guy, I want to be a voice actor, I want to be a podcaster, understand how you use your voice and your microphone. It's very critical. I mean, there's a lot of things. You don't just crank it up and go. You got to make a lot of settings. You got to get a lot of this stuff going on and, you know, this, that, and the other. And then you want to try not and phone it in. That's the hard part. It's one of those things. It'll be fine. I'll be okay. I'm just trying to avoid the laryngitis. I did at one point last night, got to the point after a bunch of work that I was doing, working late. And at one point late last night, I was starting to sound a little hoarsey, and we just, you know, not so much. Had to give it a rest. And you know, people will say, "Well, what do you do? What do you do when you lose your voice? How does that work?" And this has happened before on the show, believe it or not. And I think I postponed a show because of it. But nevertheless, the bottom line here is that you have to take care of it as much as you can. Drink a lot. drink a lot. I have water in here, of which I just took a sip of, big gulp of, and that helps. I'm told, I don't know if this is true, but I'm told that the consumption of green apple slices will probably help you out as well. Whiskey is the way to go. That's the, you know, that works. Avoid the dairy. They'll tell you. You want to be able to sound concise and clean, and you know. And I don't, and unlike a lot of people, I don't use a pop filter. I studied this business from a guy by the name of Don Phillips. He was my early on mentor back when I was a wee little broadcaster. And he was like, you don't need no pop filter. You need to learn how to work your mouth right. You need to work how to, you know, work a mic right. Get your distances down. Get your proximities right. Get your settings dialed in and you'll be fine. And those are lessons that have stayed with me for my whole life out of, you know, what, 5-6 years of college. That's all I got out of it. That, and I knew my limits as far as how much I could drink, but which turns out to be quite a bit. Nevertheless, this time out, we're going to get into something kind of interesting. Mouth noise and all. We're going to talk a little bit about connection and how we're all being extra connected, it seems, during this pandemic. We'll get into that and some other stuff. I want to tell you a little bit more about some other things that we've got working. And so stick around. It's all coming up next right up here out of the break, right here from Radioland. Don't go away.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
The internet is a mighty fun place to be. It sure is. There's all sorts of stuff going on out there, isn't there? All sorts of things that you can do. Social media, which is not very social. It's just so toxic. Oh my God, it's so toxic. And, you know, there's a bunch of bad information being shared about out there. And, you know, you got all these conspiracy theories and whatnot. And in the meantime, though, we're starting to see something that's a little different. It seems to be, I don't know, maybe it's helping. I don't know. You know, in the early days of social media, it was all about texting, in essence. You know, you'd be texting your thoughts back. You send up a post and people would talk, or you'd get into a messenger back and forth and you're texting back and forth, and away you go. I do it all the time. Several people I talk to that way. And it's really kind of a weird way. There's no sarcasm, very, very well put. I mean, you have to word things a little more correctly. But now we've got video phones, the thing there. It was something we've been looking forward to having for, oh, I don't know, since the first Blade Runner film. and now we have them. And we have all sorts of ways of doing this. One of the first that really came out that did a pretty remarkable job of it was Google. They had Hangout. Remember Google Hangout? It's not so much anymore. They've kind of gone away from it. It's now Google Meet. They're going into the Zoom game. That's another one. Zoom. You get a bunch of people together and hang out in the Zoom. And you're chatting and doing all your other fun stuff. And they've monetized it in a way, too, where they're only allowed, like, I don't know, what, half hour or so for the free thing. And then they cut your ass off. And then, you know, but for like, what, 15, 20 bucks a month, you could have the unlimited, have an unlimited audience. You can do some things with this, perhaps, if you're so inclined. And, of course, you've got something that's a little more pedestrian, and that would be your house party. House party is interesting. It's been around for several years, right? And when the pandemic came out and there was some talk about, you know, how house party was a thing now and we should all give it a shot, I thought, well, okay, look, you know, this has seemed pretty doable. The reason being, and I had done some research on this, was that house party all of a sudden became one of those things that it didn't seem to have any spyware to it. And I don't think it does. I could be giving a complete fabrication here, but it doesn't seem like it has anything. It's not like it's reporting back to any mothership of some sort, but there it is. And it does allow for people to stay connected, and it's fun. It's unusual. It's different. It helps to have a decent internet connection with your phone, but you can also do it on your desktop or your laptop if it's connected, like a hardwired deal. There's also, I think, an extension for Chrome, but you can just go to their website and you can have your fun and just do your thing. And there's a few others. Facebook has one now. I think, I don't forget, Facebook Meeting or Facebook Room. That's what it is. Get a room. Facebook Room is a thing. They're all jumping in onto this whole deal and trying to compete because everybody likes playing around with this sort of thing, which, you know, leads me to the idea, too, that, you know, it's one thing to stay connected and have your conversations and have some fun and, you know, as whatever it is, but it does turn out to be, it gets a little weird and shallow after a while when you do these kinds of things, unless it's set up to do something very specific, right? As we've seen, like with the watch thing with Facebook, which would be a live stream deal. Somebody sets up their deal and they go live from their device or their laptop of some sort, and away they go, and they're giving you a show. A lot of musicians are doing that, and that's kind of cool, and groovy, and it works out, and people can send messages through the thing too and get involved into the conversation. But when you do that kind of thing, you want to, at least from my point of view, as I was talking at the top of the show about being somewhat professional about it. You got to have a decent professional thing. Bands that are wanting to do live stream things are doing it, but sometimes I'm seeing that some of these bands aren't paying attention to the way they sound when they come off of these things. Yeah, we can see you fine, but the audio is overmodulated. It's distorted. It just doesn't fit right. It's a weird deal, and it can cause some problems. Be that as it may, it does step up the idea that you have to have a certain level of creativity to make it all come together, right? And we're sort of starting to see that. Now, I also have some friends that are using Zoom in very much the same way when they're having seminars or something like that, that people are going to pay an admission fee to get into, and you can certainly do that. And it works out fairly well. You know, primarily in a one way, it's one person to a mass audience, hence mass media, if you will. The issue with Zoom has been its ties to some nefarious sources in China, I believe, which could very well be a thing. And there's another funny little thing that's going on as a hobby of sorts of computer people that are playing around doing the old Zoom bomb thing. And there have been several churches that were using Zoom as a way to get their church services out on Sundays or whenever they meet. And there are people, these knuckleheads that are out there that find it and then they hijack it. And then they start, I don't know, doing stuff like, putting up pornography or just doing stupid juvenile shit that's out there. And it's unfortunate, really. And so what I'm getting at here is both, you know, for the most part, there's all these different services and they all do very different things, but they all have one thing in common, and that's the whole video thing. And it was a matter of putting together live video and live audio all at the same time when everybody's just chatting together. And it's brought forth because of the pandemic, this sort of thing, to make it a legit or a more legit sort of scenario, which is not a bad thing, I suppose, if that is the way you want to get down and have some fun. But there again, it comes back to the whole idea and the whole notion that there's this idea that most everything that you see on the internet, that if everybody has a Facebook page and everybody has some sort of a channel, that means that everybody has their form of creativity, and they do. Is it viable? Not necessarily. Because remember, we've talked about this before, that only 5% of everything you see on the internet is original material. The rest of it is been copied. It's been dealt with. It's been turned around and twisted and tried to make into their own. There's always a running gag in the radio business that there hasn't been original thought here for 40 years. And it's probably true. Certainly because what I'm doing right now is not original by any means. It's just some hump sitting here with a microphone in front of him and he's running his mouth for a little bit of time. When you have this sort of idea that you can now put together your own shows and your real thoughts and stuff, then it comes down to, well, what kind of production value can I throw into this? And that's pretty critical. You got to be able to do that. You got to give the audience something that they want to see. Because trust me, as somebody who peruses the social media as much as one does, even though I do not like Facebook at all, not a fan of it, but it's a necessary evil in my name, you know, at least in my neck of the woods. And when you go through this and you see what all is out there and you go, hey, you need to watch my thing, you need to do this, and then you tune in for a minute or two and I'll just gracefully bow out just because it's a little tried. It's a little boring. It's a little, you know, it's like some of these podcasters that stand around and they go, it's some dude and like his three buddies and they're hanging out and they're drinking beer and they're carrying on and they're telling a bunch of inside jokes and they go on for like 3-4 hours and nothing comes of it. And then they wonder why they're not Joe Rogan or Mark Maron or any of that stuff. There's a lot of that goes on. And it's like, dude, you gotta have some material. You got to have a lot of personality. It takes a lot of personality to make this sort of thing happen. And when you don't have that and nobody tunes in and you're wondering why, well, that's why. You know, you've got to have what it takes to make it sort of work, which brings to mind the question that I brought up last week about this whole thing. And it is this: are we too connected? Some would argue yes. Some might say, oh, I don't know. I think we've got enough. There's that. Things get lost into the shuffle. One such thing I fooled around with at some point, which I'm surprised is still around, but it is. It's Periscope. It's a thing. I guess it's Twitter's version of their live deal. And I think they were going to be phasing it out at some point, but apparently no, it's still around. It allows you to go live through Twitter because it's developed by Twitter. They own it. And I don't know. I haven't really played around a whole heck of a lot with it. And to be honest with you, I haven't seen a whole heck of a lot with it, even though there are some things that you can do there and have some fun. I was doing a lot of, you know, I had like a ranty sort of thing, like what this show is or what it sometimes is about. And I was doing it through Periscope. And it's funny, I just Googled it. And is Periscope still a thing? It was one of the suggestions. To answer your first question, yes, Periscope is still around. Twitter maintains that this feature sits firmly in its experimentation phase, but they want to see how Periscope users respond, so they're sending it out to iOS and Android users, blah, 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 blah. That came out February of 2019. So, I don't know. Your mileage may vary, I guess. What's this? Periscope's latest feature turns your broadcast into a radio talk show. You know, yeah, okay. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got a thing. And I'm certainly right in the midst of all of this. But it says here, Periscope launched a feature that allowed users to serve up audio-only broadcasts. It was an interesting foray into a sort of live podcast, but this latest feature seemed to be building that out a bit, bringing conversations with unseen participants to a standard Periscope stream. This feature brings a sort of talk radio vibe that can give a viewer an opportunity to really become part of what's happening or contribute to the broadcast. Well, that's interesting. I may have to go in and look at that later and see if that's a thing. As somebody who runs a radio show, a daily show, it's something, I guess, something to look at. I don't know, man. But there again, the question exists. Are we too connected? I would probably hazard to say that yes, we are. It's going to take some time, but as things begin to suss out, there'll be the ones that will, the stronger ones will survive. The ones with the money and the tech that are a little more stable and whatnot, they'll be like Facebook, that'll be around. The Google one, they'll be around. I don't know how Zoom will do. They're going to stick to their price model. When, you know, why do that when I can go get it for nothing somewhere else? And ease of use and everything else that goes with it. It's, you know, there's a ton of options that you have to look at. And is it something that we all need? I don't know. Doubt it. You know, I forget what they call it. Facebook had this deal that was a whole device. It was like a tablet that would set up in your kitchen, and you could connect through people and have these video conversations. And there was a camera that tracked your movements and all that other stuff as you walked around. I don't want that. I don't know of too many people that do because of the privacy issues. And that's, I think, the bottom line in most of this is, you know, where are the privacy issues? What are the problems? What's the most dangerous part of all of this? And be that as it may, we're allowed to just kind of sit there and just deal with that and sort of accept it as being one of those things. But I don't know if it's legit enough to just, you know, to decide if it's the right thing to do, you know. And you know, well, look what we can do. It's got all this, and we've talked about that before. It's about the freedom of the idea that these things were right here in front of us. They don't cost anything. They're free, and there you are. But I don't know that I like that, because you just don't know what's going on, and you have an open camera in your room somewhere. That's a whole nother deal. I don't know. I want to be connected on my terms. For example, one of the things that Facebook does, that it has a feature on there that tells you who was on and who, who was live. Or who's connected now? Does somebody want to chat with somebody? Is it, you know, what is all this about? And, you know, they go, oh, hey, Rick is on. Let's see what Rick is up to. And, you know, I shut all that off. I don't want to know I don't want people to know when I'm on. And I don't want to know when other people are on, because I don't really care. If I need to send a message to somebody, I certainly will do that. But I'm not going to, you know, it just seems sort of stalky. And I remember AOL had that same sort of feature on it. And it was, every time you logged in, it would send out messages to your buddies that, hey, Rick's logged in. Let's see what he's got going on. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think this is going to be, It's the newest thing, of course, and you got a pandemic right behind it that's driving this to a certain extent, and they're taking advantage of it because in every situation, there is always an opportunity, no matter what it is. As devastating as the pandemic is and whatnot, there's certainly this. So, you know, there you go. That's really all I got on it. I'm going to have to pause here because I've got to get through the rest of this program. I want to make sure that the old voice hangs in there. So we'll be back to wrap it up, and we'll tell you a few other things that are going on. So stick around, kids. We'll be back with more right after this here from Radioland.
Wizards is corona-free and is your headquarters for your essential quarantine supplies. Their viral sale is happening right now with deals throughout the store. Get some sage to chase away the bad stuff. Incense, woodwick candles, decorative fans, and things to keep you busy while you're stuck at home. T-shirts, bandanas, hats, and more on sale right now. CBD, Kratom products, and personal cleansers for that job interview. Open 10 to 10 every day at 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown, or get it all delivered when you order online at wizardsmemphis.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
So what is the new norm? Well, we're starting to see it now. I was in a store not too long ago and ran into, while I was shopping, there was a mother with her two children, and everybody was wearing their masks, and they were doing their shopping and whatnot, and one of the kids began, and he was probably about six, I guess, and he had his little sister there who was probably about, I don't know, maybe six or seven, maybe eight, I don't know, somewhere along those. They were pretty close in age. And the little boy starts bitching about having to wear the gloves and the mask and all this other stuff. And the mom, my hat's off to her. She said, in essence, tough shit, little kid. This is the new norm. You better get used to this because this is the way this world is going to be. As stark as that was, she took a very level-headed approach to this whole thing. And it turns out this is part of it. The whole new norm. It's right here on top of us. And heaven forbid, we'll never eat at a buffet again.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
You've heard what's coming up next time on the program, and there's that, and more fun, I guess. We'll see what happens between now and next week as well. As we continue on, I will say this, we are, even though this is a Memorial Day weekend when this is produced, depending on when you consume this, your mileage may vary, of course, but we're at 100,000 fatalities to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a pretty sobering thought. I know a lot of us that want to, you know, relax and have some fun and maybe go party or do something like that. Just remember that there's 100,000 dead people out there in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, wash your hands, wear a mask. I don't know how that became such a weird political. I know how it became a political decisive thing. It's that dude in the White House that made it that way. But, you know, come on. You got to wear a shirt and you got to wear a pair of shoes when you go to a restaurant, or at least you used to. And now we ask you to wear a mask when you go to a hardware store or a grocery store. What's the problem? There's not a problem. You know, have some fun with it. Wear a mask that's got some message on there. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever it is, just I don't want to catch what you've got. That's what it is. So watch yourselves, okay? In production from various sources here, I got a YouTube channel that is in production right now. It's called Drinking with Dead People. And it's pretty amusing so far. It's really more entertainment and it's more history and fairly light fare, considering I'm dealing with dead people. But it's a lot of fun, and it'll be coming to YouTube very soon. So be tuned in to when all of that will happen, which will happen, I would suspect, fairly soon. So there is that. I'm still trying to work out all the dates on that. On top of that, there is another new show, another YouTube thing that is going through the Radio Memphis end of it, the Pirate Radio Studios. That's in production. It is LJ and I. A thing we called High Fidelity Kitchen, and it really ought to be called Two Drunks with Sharp Things and Some Food, because that's kind of what it's turned into. So we'll see how that goes as well. So in the meantime, that's it. That's all I got. I gotta go. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. do all that stuff. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other. Wash your hands, wear a mask, whatever. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.